Hello, and welcome to Sekahan. Today, the man who built Google just walked out, and what that says about whether an AI lab can live inside a business. On August 5, 2026, Alphabet, Google's parent, announced a reshuffle of its AI operations. Demis Hassabis, who has led Google DeepMind, steps back from day-to-day management to focus on long-term research. The same day, Jeff Dean, the legendary engineer known as the man who built Google, announced he was leaving with three colleagues. The four are founding Discovery Loop, an AI company that aims to automate scientific research itself. So what exactly is happening at the heart of the AI giant? Here are the three questions for today. First, why did the man who built Google walk out? Second, is this a rerun of the split 5 years ago when researchers left OpenAI and founded Anthropic? And third, can research for science and research for revenue live inside one company? We will come back to all three with answers at the end. Let's start with what was actually announced. First, Hassabis's new role. He moves from CEO of Google DeepMind to its chairman and chief scientist of all of Alphabet. Day-to-day operations and development of Google's flagship Gemini models pass to the current CTO, Kore Cavuoglu, reporting directly to CEO Sundar Pichai. The motive Hassabis himself gave, a GI, artificial intelligence that can handle problems as broadly as a human, is getting close. Focusing on that long-term research is the official explanation. Now the new company, Discovery Loop. Dean is joined by his longtime collaborator Sanjay Gamawat and by Oriol Vinyals and Kwok Le, two researchers who until recently led Gemini's development. It is a for-profit company with a stated public benefit purpose. Its goal, have AI run the loop of science itself, form a hypothesis, run the experiment, analyze, and move to the next hypothesis. And here is the key detail. Google itself states that Alphabet is a founding investor and cloud partner of the new company. For at least the first year, it supplies the computing power too. Alphabet's share price reportedly fell about 4% after the announcements. Alphabet has offered no detail on the background or on why both moves landed the same day. And the flow of people did not start here. In June, a co-lead of Gemini announced a move to OpenAI, and John Jumper, the Nobel laureate, a move to Anthropic. This week's four departures arrived on that same trajectory. So who is Jeff Dean? He joined Google in 1999, when the company had only dozens of employees and stayed 27 years. With his longtime partner Sanjay Gamawat, he designed generation after generation of the systems that let hundreds of thousands of computers share the work of indexing the web. Google Search runs at world scale on that foundation. American engineers even created a genre of jokes, the Jeff Dean facts. For example, Jeff Dean's keyboard has only two keys, 0 and 1. He is one of the very few real engineers honored with that kind of mythology. A quick history of DeepMind, the stage for all this. Founded in London in 2010, acquired by Google in 2014, and allowed to keep running like a true research lab. AlphaGo beat the world's top Go player. AlphaFold cracked protein structure, one of biology's hardest problems. AlphaFold won Hassabis a share of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2024, AI wielded as a tool of science, not commerce. What changed everything was ChatGPT in November 2022. The product revolution came from OpenAI, not Google. Google responded by merging its internal AI team with DeepMind, and the lab became the product division building Gemini. And the August reshuffle closes that 10-year chapter of the laboratory. This split has an almost identical precedent. In late 2020, Dario Amodei, OpenAI's head of research, left the company and founded Anthropic with colleagues the following year. Seen at first as a research outfit, It is now a frontier company whose Claude models compete head-on with OpenAI and Google. In other words, the precedent exists. Breakaway researchers can threaten the mothership within a few years. That precedent is exactly why this week's departure is being watched so closely. But looking similar and being the same are different things. And that is where the analysis comes in. Now, how Reddit reacted, three threads today. On the general news board, cynicism, oh great, another AI company, collided head-on with people explaining just how special these engineers are. On the tech board, the debate was whether Hassabis's move is a demotion or a promotion. And on the thread about the Financial Times report, the harshest arguments about giving AlphaFold away for free. First, the cynicism and its rebuttal. Too late to enter the race, one writes. The reply, late? They are the party. Not chasing the AI boom, the people who built it. Next, the sharp eye on the Google relationship. Google lends them compute for a year. The umbilical cord is still attached. This is not a normal startup. And the invocation of the father of computer science. This is Alan Turing tier people starting their own company. Talent like this, the commenter adds, simply does not exist elsewhere. The harshest reaction was to reports that giving AlphaFold away free, the work behind the Nobel Prize, had become a source of internal tension. Google's old motto, don't be evil, just got a footnote, but don't give science away for free. Others read Hassabis's choice generously. He built the ship. He doesn't have to row it. Now he goes off to build a different kind of ship. And one verdict stood out. I don't think Google died, but DeepMind's research culture did. For Hassabis personally, the commenter adds, focusing on AI for science probably counts as a win. Now the analysis. Question 1, why did the man who built Google leave? The brain drain reading has real weight. Market analysts say a Dean-sized hole lingers, and the departures are not a one-off. But the Exodus story cannot explain the facts that follow. Alphabet invested in the company the leavers founded and supplies its cloud. Defectors to the enemy do not get funded by the mothership. And the Hassabis move fits neither box. The title went up, while day-to-day organizational control shrank. The real question is not up or down, but what the power became. And there is solid material for the reading that the center of gravity moved from research in London to business in California. Question 2. Is this the Anthropic split? Round 2? The shape is similar. The substance is not. The people who built Anthropic split over how AI should be built. Control and reliability. Discovery Loop's founders split over what AI is for, doing science. And the capital flows the opposite way. OpenAI and Anthropic are now head-on competitors. Google, by contrast, invested in the company its people left to build, and sells them compute. There is little evidence the four left in protest. A functional division of labor explains this better than an ideological rupture. Zoom out one level, though, and the two cases look alike again. However independent you are, frontier AI research cannot leave the compute of giant capital. That much has not changed in 5 years. Question 3. Can research and revenue coexist? The clean picture of research versus commerce collides with one fact. AlphaFold itself was paid for by Google's advertising profits. Commercial pressure cuts research freedom and keeps funding it at the same time. And AI is not the first industry to live this tension. Bell Labs, which gave us the transistor, could afford basic research because a telephone monopoly paid for it. Xerox PARC built the prototype of the personal computer and watched a latecomer, Apple, turn it into products first. Surplus from the core business feeds the lab, threaten the core business, and the lab gets reorganized. The pattern is half a century old. Frontier research needs enormous money. Money needs commercialization. Commercialization prioritizes product speed. That tension belongs to the industry itself, not to any one company. One more question. Will Discovery Loop itself stay a pure science company? As Anthropic showed 5 years ago, the founding banner does not predict the destination. Automating the loop of science, hypothesize, experiment, evaluate, is technically adjacent to a general-purpose AI agent that works in any domain. Though a technology being transferable and a company choosing to transfer it are two different things. For now, all we can evaluate is the founding declaration. The shape of the company in 5 years will be decided by actions, not statements. Alphabet's investment, you could say, is a hedge on every one of those branches. Let's close. What the August reshuffle really did was resort where research lives. Research that earns goes to a product organization under the CEO. Research for science and the long term goes to Hassabis' new role and to Discovery Loop outside the company. Can basic research, product development, and revenue responsibility live inside one organization? No one has answered that since the age of Bell Labs, and the AI industry now faces it at the largest scale of funding in history. Back to the three questions. Why did he leave? Brain drain is only half the story. The parent invested in the new company and supplies its compute. This reads as functional separation. Is it Anthropic again? The shape is similar, but the axis of the split and the direction of the capital are reversed. What is identical, no one escapes the compute of giant capital. And can research live with revenue? Half a century without a final answer. The next Gemini and Discovery Loop shape a few years from now will write the next chapter. DeepMind's decade as a laboratory will stand as the first record of that experiment. The full article has the reshuffle details, the people involved, and the complete Reddit threads, link in the description. Thanks for watching.